News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, sir.
Hey, good to have you. Good to have you, sir. One of the more prominent cases that I saw come out of Santa Rosa County in the last week was this high-speed motorcyclist, which...
Yeah.
You tell me what happened, because I think it's a wild story, kind of.
Yeah, it's a TikTok. This guy was doing TikTok videos, and his videos all are running from the police on one of those super bikes, is what they call them. And so he got into it with us as well. And I think Escambia and Okaloosa also at some point in time had chased this guy. And basically he puts it on TikTok. Well, our guys tracked him down. We ended up, you know, I think we had three pursuits with them, if I'm not mistaken. And the guys found a way to track them down. And so we identified them, and hopefully that's over with now.
And, I mean, my read on that story was, you know, he was going well over 100 miles an hour, which, you know, on one of these bikes is pretty easy, right? So.
Oh, yeah. I heard one of the officers talking to me. He were guesstimating because he's so far ahead, but he said probably 150. At one time he got up to. So, yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, and, you know, ever since they've been making the Japanese style, you know, like the Ninja and the CBR and those kind of bikes, I mean, and that's back in the 80s, but, you know, and they just get better and better, right? So, you know, if you want to go fast, they do go fast. But he had the when you guys showed up at his house, which I don't think he was expecting, you showed up at his house, he still had the bike all configured with the pole camera and everything on it, right?
Yeah, everything's just like when he ran from us. So, yeah, and what a genius. I mean, you think about it. So let's just say you're a very, very good rider, motorcycle rider. You're great, fantastic. You're doing 150. If a squirrel comes out in front of you, you're going to die. I mean, it doesn't take a lot to throw a bike at 150. So, yeah, all that for TikTok. I mean, TikTok to me is the bane of existence.
It's amazing. But like we say a lot of times, I mean, I'm glad the criminals are stupid, you know, or have egos. And so they want to, you know, post the thing that they're excited about what they did. And then that winds up letting you catch them. So take them off the street.
Exactly.
You know, and it's funny because
our job easier.
And it's funny because, you know, some motorcycle riders are so very careful and, you know, prudent. And then there's the other ones, right? And they're the ones that, you know, you always got to be terrified of. And I see I'm out on the highway. I see people all the time doing stupid stuff on their motorcycles.
Oh, yeah, constantly. Yeah, I went out last night. Me and my wife went to Destin, and sure enough, holy moly, I got passed by a crotch rocket just going over the Destin Bridge. He was probably doing 90 and a 35. And you think you crest that bridge, what if traffic stopped?
Yeah.
Well, you're done. Bye.
Well, let's be fair. I've seen some really crazy things in cars, too. In fact, we were going over to Shalimar over the weekend, and I'm on 110. I'm in the right lane. There's a car passing me and passing a couple of other cars in the left lane. And, I mean, you know, I'm probably going 75, and he's going like 80, 85. And a SUV comes up behind him, angry that he's not passing fast enough, and actually passes him on the shoulder on the left side of I-110 on the grass at 80 miles an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, we got some people out there who are real geniuses. And it's the person they run into. They'll be like, I can't believe you're driving like that.
It's amazing.
Incredible.
Absolutely amazing. You guys had posted a thing about a bail bond scam. This is a little while ago, but I always want to make sure people are aware. I think it just helps to hear all the different ways in which this can happen. So you're kind of half attuned to it. So if something happens to you, you know, I think I heard about that. But what happened here?
Well, and, you know, this has been going on for years, and I mean years. And basically the fundamental thing all the citizens need to know is the sheriff's office, we're not going to call you and ask you for money. We're not going to do it. It doesn't happen ever. So if you get a phone call from somebody, bondsman, oh, you need to pay extra, or they're going to come get you and take you back to jail because you didn't pay enough to get out. It's all a bunch of BS, and people still fall for it, which is incredible to me. We've put it out on every social media medium that we have. I talk about it ad nauseum when I'm giving speeches, and people, they still do it. And I'm like, it's crazy. It's not only that one. There's the bail bond scam. There's the warrant scam, which is one of my favorites. They call up and say, hey, we have a warrant, and you need to turn yourself in, or we're going to come get you, or you can give us money. And it's like they go, oh, well, I don't want to go to jail, so we'll just give money. And it's just, it drives me nuts that people are still falling for it.
Well, and I mean, but it's the classic problem of a confidence game, right? Is the whole premise is to do something that some people don't stop and think about, take for granted. Right. And once you've, you know, put the bait in your mouth, basically, you stop asking the rational questions. You get afraid and scared and, you know, you're not thinking anymore. You're just doing what you think you need to do to save yourself, right?
Yeah, but the scary one now is AI. So now you can get a phone call from your granddaughter, and it's going to sound like your granddaughter, and she's going to say, oh, I'm in jail down in wherever, and I need you to send money to this. Now, please, Grandpa, please. And it's going to sound just like her, and they're going to do it. And I tell everybody, as soon as you get that phone call, hang up, call your granddaughter or your daughter or whoever. Say, where's so-and-so at? And I 99.9% of the time, it's going to be, oh, she's in bed.
Right.
But, you know.
Have people gotten those phone calls already?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You have your rodeo coming up this weekend, right?
Yes, we do. Friday and Saturday. It's going to be at the arena, the H Arena right there, just past the sheriff's office. And we put it on. This is going to be our third year. And all proceeds go toward the Star Foundation, which is a foundation that we started at the sheriff's office to we assist the public with it, and also officers if they come upon hard times. Like we've had a couple that have had cancer and they've had to travel for treatment and stuff like that. We can cut them a check and help with, you know, bring their family in, that kind of thing. So it's for a great cause. You're going to see a lot of good riders. You're going to see mutton busting. If you have a kid that wants to try the mutton bust, and that's my favorite part, where they try to ride the sheep for as long as they can. And it's pretty cute. We love that part. So, but yeah, come on out. It's Friday and Saturday, 5 o'clock till usually about 8:30, 9, somewhere in there.
How long can Sheriff Johnson ride the bull these days?
Well, you'll never find out, Andrew, because I'm not crazy enough to get on one.
Aw. I mean, you know, the principal goes in the dunk tank for the high school fundraiser. You're telling me the sheriff doesn't get on a bronc or nothing?
Yeah, well, the dunk tank can't kill you.
Okay.
So that's the difference.
All right,
that's
fair enough. Difference. Oh, I have a present for you because I know you like it when gun grabbers talk dumb about guns. So I'm going to we played this about a half hour ago, but Robin Bartleman, a state representative, is talking about the SIG P320s, which the early ones had the heavy trigger and the weak spring, and they were, you know, prone to misfiring. And, you know, what she wants to say is the guidance on these guns without an external safety was don't keep one chambered, which is the only way to carry. Why would you do it any other way? But she gets a little confused, and so she says,
the newly revised written recommendation guidelines says you're not supposed to leave a gun in the bullet chamber. What law enforcement officer is going to work without that gun in the bullet chamber? It would put their lives in risk. The question is...
Now, Sheriff Johnson, I just want to check with you because you're even, you know, more of an expert, obviously, in these things than I am. But do you ever feel confident in having the gun in the bullet chamber, or do you prefer to not have the gun in the bullet chamber? What's your approach?
Well, my mom always said not to say bad things, so I'll say God bless her. that's incredible. You know, that's kind of like when Biden said you don't need an AR-15, you could get an AR-14 or 13.
The less dangerous one, that's right.
Yeah.
The barrel shroud that comes up and over, you know?
And the scary part is she's actually helping to enact laws for the state of Florida. God help us.
What? You know... But you see this year after year, okay? And it almost becomes redundant to point it out, but so much of the time, the people who want to enact gun legislation just don't know anything or don't know enough. And I always think if you're going to make legislation about banking or about healthcare or about childhood education, you want to know something about the subject. And somehow when it comes to guns, people think that they just they can do anything and they don't need to know anything. And they really don't know much. What does that do to you as a sheriff who's trying to create legislation and work with the legislature and all this kind of stuff?
Yeah, that doesn't help. And I'll tell you right now, you know, the Democrats, not just in Florida, I mean, everywhere in this country, every time they speak, they show their ignorance and they don't try to learn anything about anything. All they want to do is put news out against President Trump. I'm surprised she didn't say something about guns being President Trump's fault, actually.
Oh, that was a different debate. One of the other debates.
I figured it'd be something like that. But, you know, gun control people are just like, oh, my God. And they don't try to learn about guns because all they know is guns are bad. Well, if guns are something that's not people, a people problem, then obviously we need to quit driving vehicles because people are getting killed by people in vehicles. So it's the vehicle problem. It's not the driver. It's the vehicle.
You know, I had an interesting insight when I was listening to one of the other gun discussions. It clicked with me that what anti-gun folks really believe, because it came up in the Campus Guardian discussion about allowing guardians on like PSC and UWF campuses, and which a bill passed in the House is not going to pass in the Senate. And the basic view is, so the Democrats, particularly in Tallahassee, they believe that a gun is so dangerous that only a professional who goes through training and certification on an ongoing basis should ever be allowed to operate one. And that's like the only thing that you do with your life is be a gun operator. And, you know, which, of course, like, that's their view. It's a weird view to me, but that is their view. That's why they think that, a teacher can't be lecturing on history and also carry a gun safely because it's so distracting all the time, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, people with that kind of opinion obviously have never been around guns.
Right.
They just haven't. And they see something like the 320. And the 320, with that trigger, I saw some videos, and it was very dangerous. And I can tell you, I'm glad they fixed it. But they take something like that and then apply it across the spectrum to all guns. All guns will do this.
Right.
And I saw a guy on YouTube talking about it and did not know anything about weapons. You could tell by the way he was talking, but he said, if that'll do it, every single gun out there will do it. And it's like, you're an idiot.
That's amazing.
That's like compare all cars are the same. So that Lamborghini Gallardo is the same as that Toyota Prius. Yeah, it's identical.
Hey, last quick thing. Is there anything you're tracking? I mean, it looks like Tallahassee might not pass almost any bills, honestly. Very, very unproductive session so far. Is there anything you're tracking that you want to make us aware of that either you like or you don't like that we ought to be paying attention to here in the last week?
Yeah, not really, and I'll tell you why. Because, the Senate and the House, they're not agreeing on anything right now, and I mean anything. So if the Senate passes it, the House won't, and if the House passes it, the Senate won't.
Right.
And I had never seen it like this since I've been sheriff anyways. I don't know what is going on, but, Danny Perez and the Speaker of the House, they need
and Senator Albritton,
they need to do something because it's not working, and we're not going to get any laws passed, which, hey, sometimes is a good thing. I don't know.
But, yeah, I mean, our system was built for that, right? Like, if nothing happens, then the people win. So, Sheriff Bob Johnson, Senator Sheriff Bob Johnson, Sheriff, as always, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for doing what you do. Keep us informed. I still think you ought to get on the bull, but I know you're not going to because I wouldn't either. Absolutely not.
I may do the mutton busting.
That'd be a good video. I'd watch that video. That'd be fun. Sheriff, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, 8:24 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars, about 300 on the lot. And, you know, there's all kinds of things. I'm always talking about them because I had such a good experience with them when we bought our Honda Odyssey. And I was not intending to buy a car. Honestly, I was intending to not buy a car. I just wanted to test drive. Because we thought we wanted to buy this car to replace our Grand Caravan that was like 15 years old. And but we weren't sure yet. And we just wanted to test drive an Odyssey to see if that's what we would eventually wind up buying. Well, they were hard to find. They were hard to drive. They wound up having one that was the right color, the exact trim level that we wanted, the number of miles, and the price was great. And so, I mean, we literally couldn't say no. The deal was so good that we wound up buying it. But that's the point. Frontier has a great selection of really good quality used cars. Cars they warranty to 10 years or 100,000 miles because they will take care of you. They're only selling you good quality cars. Cars that are a few years old with, a, you know, 10 or 20, like ours had 12,000, 13, something like that, 1,000 miles on it. It was 1 year old. That's what they specialize in. Very good, not quite new cars. Frontier Motors serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. We just got a tip about an accident that happened on eastbound Gulf Breeze proper by Andrews. I'm seeing some delays in that area. But other than that, everything else looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
It's that time of year when Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors visits the Pensacola Expert Panel to help our listeners guide their investments. Times like these can be scary. If you don't have the right